Welcome to the show. Will Shelton, game day on RockyTop.com, joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. Will, thank you for the time. What has this week been like for the Tennessee fan base?
Yeah, well, it's getting better as it goes along, right?
Yes.
That deal Monday really put Tennessee in a place, just as a Tennessee fan thinking about, is my program going to be good? Monday, at the end of the day Monday, I think there was more doubt on that, I mean, by far than any time in my lifetime. When we did this last time 3 years ago, I thought Tennessee was vulnerable, particularly vulnerable because they were a mess when John Curry's flying out to see Leach and then they called him back and all that stuff. There was a moment there where it felt like, man, who's running this thing and this is such a mess. But you know, even if it obviously didn't go well for Philip Fulmer and Jeremy Pruitt, it didn't last very long. They resolved that the same day. This on Monday, you know, when you're thinking who's going to want this job, all of that stuff, what kind of sanctions, all that, there are still a lot of unanswered questions with that. But Tennessee hired an athletic director that, frankly, is a better athletic director or the kind of athletic director than I thought Tennessee was going to be able to pull in, given everything that's going on. And the dysfunction and the NCAA sanctions and all that. So this thing is off to a good start. Still, obviously, a very important piece of the puzzle left. Still unanswered questions about what exactly Tennessee is going to be looking at, penalty-wise, that sort of thing, roster turnover, all that. But one thing that is good about changing coaches is it helps fans, you know, everybody kind of unburdens themselves from the idea of, well, in 2021, Tennessee's got to win X number of games in the fall. Now, you know, you're starting over with somebody else. It's going to be year one instead of an uncomfortable kind of year for Jeremy Pruitt had he returned. So you get a little more grace built in, and that's good because I think Tennessee's still going to need it. But being able to go get someone of Danny White's caliber and someone of his resume, especially when it comes to hiring coaches, that was by far not just the best thing that happened this week, but something I think helps all of us as fans not feel quite so, you know, frightened or afraid that this thing could be broken and you know, may not get repaired the way that we are used to Tennessee operating when Tennessee is operating in a good place.
Will, when you look at the financial commitment made to Danny White, when you hear Chancellor Plowman say money is not going to deter us from getting, you know, whoever Danny wants to hire, when you hear Randy Boyd's comments of, this is going to be the best decade of the Vols. What are realistic expectations when you factor all those things in for the fan base to expect from this football program and athletic department moving forward?
Yeah, I'm glad Randy Boyd's excited. I might not have exactly phrased it that way. We've had some bad luck with decade of the Vols already from Jeremy Pruitt. So what is a realistic expectation? I think for fans of my age, I'll be 40 this year, so for fans that have been doing this for a while, I think it's gone on long enough that Tennessee has struggled to not carry the notion that anything that's not the 1990s is not success. Tennessee historically looks much more like the 2000s of Fulmer's time, the 2003, 4, 6, 7, a team that can win 10 games, a team that can get you to Atlanta, a team that can be in the hunt. That's really what you want as Tennessee, as Auburn has done, as Georgia has done, as Florida has done. Be in the hunt. Be in the championship conversation. You're not going to win it every year. Even Bama doesn't win it every year. You know, you're not going to get to Atlanta every year because Florida and Georgia are also in your division and doing good things. So I think just be in the hunt. Be in the conversation. Can 9-4, this is what got Butch Jones, can 9-4 be the average year at Tennessee and not the ceiling? Because if 9-4 is your average year, you know, sometimes you're going to go 8-5, 7-6 sometimes. But that means also sometimes you should go 11-2. So I think that is kind of the understanding of this is what success looks like at the SEC, not expecting to go undefeated or win the title or even get to Atlanta every year, but be in the hunt. And Tennessee hired an athletic director, I think, with that goal in mind, instead of, you know, kind of leaning fully into this is a rebuild. There was a part of me, and maybe they'll still hire him, but when all this went down on Monday, there was a part of me that really wanted Tennessee to hire Bill Clark at UAB just to make everybody say, hey, we hired the guy that they shut down their football program, and that's kind of the level we're talking about at Tennessee. Things might be so bad. So I'm grateful if things are, in fact, not that bad. But I think that same level of patience that fans would have shown if that was the hire, if that was the reality of the situation everyone was embracing, that patience is still going to do fans good as Tennessee continues to kind of chase these championship-level goals now with Danny White on board, too.
So, Will, what direction would you like to see Danny White move in when it comes to filling the position of head football coach at Tennessee?
You know, we've done this long enough that I don't have one person where I'm like, oh, absolutely go get that guy. Now, if Matt Campbell, along with anybody else that has a college football opening, if Matt Campbell at Iowa State wanted to take your phone call and seriously consider the job, I would certainly start with him. That's somebody that not only – Matt Campbell we wrote about today. Matt Campbell is the guy that got you from point A to point B and now is at point C. He not only rebuilt something – you know, Iowa State was in the New Year's Six. They had a chance to win the Big 12 – a real shot in that game to win the Big 12 this year. So, yeah, I think I would certainly call him and see. But I think anybody that's in that group of names that's been talked about, whether that's Billy Napier, I don't know if Gus Malzahn is interested in bouncing right back to it, but certainly his resume would fit this category of you're going to have the opportunity, I think, if you had the opportunity to hire this kind of athletic director, you're going to have the opportunity to hire a coach that will have a more proven record as a college head coach than anybody Tennessee's hired in a very long time. So there are guys that have done tremendous work out there. Matt Campbell for sure, Billy Napier. There's other guys that are intriguing. Jamie Chadwell is just kind of a small sample size. We don't have enough data on him to make me as confident in him as I would be in Napier or some of these other guys. But again, this is a good thing about Danny White is whoever Tennessee hires, you just go back and look at all the football and basketball hires that he made at Buffalo and UCF. And, man, whoever he comes up with not only should be good and someone Tennessee can be excited about, but you give that guy the benefit of the doubt based on everyone else that he's hired, you know, really being successful.
Will Shelton, game day on RockyTop.com. Will, before you go, lost in all of this conversation with Tennessee's football program and the athletic director hire, Tennessee basketball has a pretty important game coming up tomorrow against Missouri, looking to try to bounce back from the Florida performance. What do you think there with just the conversation this week with Tennessee basketball with Missouri coming to town this weekend?
Yeah, you know, Barnes is said the things you would expect him to say after that Florida game. The lineup stuff we've talked about for weeks is still kind of the biggest piece of the puzzle, the minutes, the rotation between those seven guys. Can they play an eighth guy regularly, that sort of thing? And, you know, now it certainly sounds like he's all bets are off with the lineup after the Florida game. Tennessee needs Jaden Springer to play. I mean, he's minute for minute. He's their best offensive player and has been all year. So they need him to play. They've got to figure out, and we wrote about this today, Victor Bailey takes more shots than anybody on this team. Is that what this team wants? And I don't think Victor Bailey is a selfish player or anything like that. I think in part you've got true freshmen that are in this culture where everybody really shares the basketball and all that. And so I don't know that Tennessee has asked Keon Johnson or Jaden Springer to be the guys that take the most shots. Fulkerson needs to be a little more assertive from two. Tennessee's best stuff last year and this year still runs through getting a good touch to John Fulkerson in there and letting him do some work. So, I'm not mad at Bailey. I just think he, against Alabama and against Florida, when they had lineup weirdness, when Pons was out of the game and Springer was out and guys were looking around, Bailey tried to step up, and he just, unfortunately, had a remarkably bad shooting night against the Gators, and hopefully something like that never comes around again. So we looked at some of that on the site today just to say, what can you tweak at this point in time? I know Barnes is going to play the guys that play defense well and play hard and all that stuff, but if you want Victor Bailey taking the most shots on the team, okay, then maybe draw that up with a little more purpose. Can you get the freshmen to be a little more assertive? And what else can they do to remind themselves and remind the league and maybe even remind John Fulkerson, if he needs it, that as good as this team is, Fulkerson's still, that's the best play offensively, is go in there to him and let him do the dirty work for you. So I'll be curious to see, again, with the lineups and stuff, how are they going to adjust? What will we see differently, whether Springer plays or not? What will we see differently this time against Missouri tomorrow?
Will Shelton, what is going on at the website? I know that you have the piece up with SP Plus consideration. You know that I am a numbers guy and appreciate that. What will they find when they go to the website, gamedayonrockytop.com?
Yeah, we looked at 10 guys, 10 obviously active head coaches to use SP Plus, and we just compared what did they inherit and how have they grown the program since they inherited it. One thing that Tennessee fans learned with Butch Jones is when you talk about quote-unquote proven winners, Butch Jones did win a lot of games at Cincinnati and you know won divisions and things like that, but he didn't win as much as his predecessor. And that you know is a red flag in hindsight. And so when you if you're asking somebody to come to Tennessee and rebuild this thing, take it from point A to point B to point C, who are the guys who have made the most progress where they've been? That's Billy Napier. That's Bill Clark, certainly at UAB in a very different kind of situation, obviously. Certainly Matt Campbell. Jimmy Chadwell, again, is on that list, too. It's just that data is weird. They've only been playing FBS for a few years. So I'm not out on Jamie Chadwell. I just don't know if I should be in on Jamie Chadwell. So anyway, there's 10 different coaches that are on that list, including Malzahn and Herman and all kinds of different guys. It just kind of helps me filter out some noise. And so we looked at that. There's a bunch of that on there on our site as well. Four Factors preview for Missouri tomorrow. The piece I talked about shot selection with Tennessee, all that's there as well, along with a 90-minute podcast about from Monday about how bad things are in the athletic department. And turns out, at least today, not as bad as we thought. So, hey, we're moving in the right direction.
That's right. Onward and upward for Tennessee athletics. Go check out Game Day on RockyTop.com. Will, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Thank you all.